Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. One of the things I frequently get asked to go over with students prior to the Megacode practice is heart blocks. Reading EKGs isn't a skill that you learn once and just forget. It takes practice to remain proficient. People that work in roles where EKG monitoring isn't part of their daily jobs will do well to review EKGs every 3 to 4 days for a week or two prior to their class. In time, people who look at monitors and strips regularly will just see the rhythms. For everyone else, I find it's a best practice to use a systematic approach to using rhythms. An approach that I generally take is to ask questions that will narrow down the rhythm to a point. I typically ask, is the rhythm regular or irregular? Are there P waves and QRS complexes that are discernible? Is the PR interval constant? And is there a P wave prior to every QRS complex? This is kind of how I identify rhythms. There are other methods and methodologies out there. I suggest you find one that works for you and stick with it. Remember that when we look at the EKG, that the P wave represents depolarization or contraction of the atria. The QRS complex shows movement down through the bundle branches and up through the Purkinje fibers, causing contraction of the left and right ventricles. When there is a conduction delay or a blockage of the conduction system, we see this on the ECG as a block. We'll cover first and third degree heart blocks in separate episodes. There are two types of second degree heart blocks. Interestingly, they're called type 1 and type 2. While looking at an ECG, if we see mostly regular rhythm with discernible P waves and a QRS complex with an occasional missed beat, the PR interval is not constant. In fact, we see that the PR interval appears to get wider and wider until a QRS is skipped, then what we have is a second degree type 1, or sometimes called a Winckelbach rhythm. This rhythm doesn't usually require treatment in and of itself. If the patient is bradycardic and unstable, 1 mg of atropine may be administered rapid IV push every 3 to 5 minutes up to a maximum of 3 doses. If, however, on the ECG we see a constant PR interval for the QRS complexes, but there might be 2, 3, or even 4 waves, P waves that is, between every QRS, this is a second degree type 2. If we have an unstable bradycardic patient with a second degree type 2 or third degree heart block, we generally can try 1 mg of atropine rapid IV push as a first line intervention. Remember, though, that atropine, because it primarily works on speeding up the SA node by blocking the effects of the vagus nerve, has very little effect on the AV node, and it's quite possible that we could speed up the atrial contraction rate without affecting the patient's pulse. In these cases, a beta-adrenergic drug like dopamine or an EpiDrip should be started as we prepare for transcutaneous pacing. So in summary, if the PR interval gets wider and wider until it drops a beat, it's a second degree type 1, or sometimes called a Winckelbach rhythm. If we see a constant PR interval, but every P wave isn't followed by a QRS, it's a second degree type 2. I hope you found this review of second degree heart blocks useful. Thank you for listening, and best of luck with your upcoming class.